Last week, producer Deborah George told us the story of Bindu, a young girl she met at a center for kidnapped children in Sierra Leone. The children had all been forced to fight in the war or work in the diamond mines. Deborah's heart went out to the little girl, and several years later, she adopted her. Bindu is now in the 11th grade and said she doesn't dwell on the past.
When I grow up, when I'm old, I'll still remember my stories. I don't forget stuff.
Why don't you like to talk about the past?
Because you see it and you went through it, but...
You like to look to the future.
Yeah.
Many of you wrote to us about Bindu's story. Mike Adams of Ferrum, Virginia, logged on to our website to say the story was a happy driveway moment for him, the first one he'd had in a long time.
As an adoptive father, your story touched me deeply. I sat in my car in tears as I listened first with sadness, then with relief and joy.
Susan Andrew of Asheville, North Carolina, also used the word joy to describe the story.
Thank goodness for Deborah George and the lightning bolt that struck her heart over Bindu. May she find all the love and happiness all children deserve in her new home in the U.S., and may her story inspire others to help as tangibly as Deborah George did.
A story that some of you didn't find so inspiring last Sunday was Frank Browning's review of Jonathan Littell's fictional memoir, The Kindly Ones. The story about a cultured German who is also a Nazi exterminator has been controversial since it debuted in France in 2006. Last week, when the book was published in the United States, the discussion heated up on our website. One comment called the book evil, but Dan Kowalczyk of Columbus, Ohio, disagrees.
The topic of this book has piqued my interest and will most likely get top priority in my to-read pile. I'm not surprised in the slightest by those who view this as a sacrilege to those very real victims of genocide, but I think they've possibly missed the entire point of this fictional memoir. When we put a human face on actions deemed evil, we begin to understand how these actions can come to be. Only then can we combat those actions.
If you have a point you'd like to make about what you hear on our program or have a question for us, log on to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. And remember to check out our blog, npr.org/soapbox. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.